In a press call Tuesday morning, Secretary Cohen summed up on several occasions what a 346-page report with his name on it has to say.
My only very narrow ruling in the sense, or judgment in the sense, is that it was unfair to use 404C on a peremptory basis, and it was unfair to use it using hypotheticals.
404C is the section of the Clean Water Act that EPA says gives the agency authority to block PEBL before the company has applied for permits. The hypotheticals Cohen referred to are the mine scenarios EPA used in its Bristol Bay watershed assessment, which was the basis for preemptive restrictions the agency has proposed. Cohen's group was commissioned to take an independent review of EPA's involvement, a study that PEBL paid for. PEBL has long accused the EPA of stepping out of bounds and attempting to cheat the developer out of the standard permitting process mapped out in the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. PEBL hoped Cohen would agree and lend his voice and reputation to that allegation, which he did.
Given the magnitude of the issues involved, it seems to me it would have been certainly wiser, but I think ultimately much fairer to the state of Alaska and to PEBL to follow the normal procedure.
The response to Cohen's report from PEBL's opponents Tuesday was as swift as it was predictable.
This report was completely bought and paid for by the PEBL Limited Partnership.
That's Alana Hurley with United Tribes of Bristol Bay. In the back and forth over PEBL, neither side's science or studies or reviews ever seemed to pass muster with the opposition. UTBB and a host of other PEBL opponents claim the Cohen report is a smear tactic against the EPA's efforts, which are largely supported in Bristol Bay. Hurley says the report is a distraction from the larger central issue.
Like the lawsuit, this report speaks in no way, shape, or form to the fact that the science is very clear on this, and there's still no question in our minds that this type of mining can't coexist with salmon in Bristol Bay.
But that's not what the Cohen Group says their report was tasked to weigh in on.
This is not about the PEBL mine.
That's retired Air Force General Joseph Ralston, a former vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who is now a vice chairman of the Cohen Group.
I understand there may be people in Bristol Bay who have strong feelings about this, but this report does not say that PEBL mine should or shouldn't be built. But this is about fairness of a federal agency.
That's a point Secretary Cohen reiterated during his press conference Tuesday.
It's a rule of law. The rules are established for people to follow. And if the rules are in any way compromised or shortcutted, then it raises questions about the legitimacy of the action taken.
And that legitimacy, or rather the future, of the EPA's actions thus far to protect Bristol Bay has PEBL's opponents concerned. Separate from the Cohen report, the EPA's own inspector general is currently investigating the agency's involvement in Bristol Bay, and one of three lawsuits has found some traction in federal court. EPA lawyers have kept the agency near silent on the matter for months, and on Tuesday, EPA offered only a mild rebuttal to Cohen's report. A spokesperson emailed to say EPA stands behind their three-year effort to study the watershed and proposed use of 404C restrictions they say would protect the fishery. Meanwhile, the clock is ticking on the enviro-friendly Obama administration's time in office. What's next for the Cohen report is unclear. It might soon become just an expensive footnote in the ongoing battle for public perception like the Keystone panel hearings of 2013. But Cohen himself says he saw a number of troubling aspects with EPA's behind-the-scenes actions dating back nearly a decade that need further review, perhaps in courts or Congress.
These are big issues, and when you're dealing with big issues, deal with it in a way that's the most open, so that everybody has a chance to have their say on the record and put it to an examination, a critical examination, and say, okay, under the circumstances, we decide this can't go forward, etc.
Neither PEBL nor the Cohen Group would disclose the cost of the review. Two more things to keep in mind. One, EPA's preemptive restrictions against PEBL are still only proposed at this point and will remain that way likely through the end of the most recent federal lawsuit. And two, PEBL is still without an investment partner to move the project forward and seems a long ways off from requesting to enter the permitting process they say they deserve the chance at. In other words, this fight is far from over. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.